This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It is music right now coming through from vocalist Rhea Inamang alongside Ice-T Beats on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. You're still rocking with the best. I go by the name of King Bash. Abutiben Testlock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. Welcome to the final hour of the show. And yes, as you know, we're celebrating the biggest and the only genre that we recognize. It is called Lekompo. And we're going to bring you the voices. We always bring you the voices behind this beautiful genre, which is Lekompo. Today is no different because joining me in studio right now, she goes by the name of Maria Koma, but the streets know her as a vocalist, and her real name and her name within the game is called Vocalist Rhea. She's doing the most right now in the streets, so we're going to find out a bit more about who she really is. Dumela Rhea.
Dumela.
So a lot of people, when they come onto my show, right, they get a bit nervous. I don't know why, but they get pretty nervous. I don't think you're as nervous as I thought you would be. But just to take the edge off, I want to play this game with you. It is called This or That, right? So basically, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you two options from the questions that I ask, and you choose one. Are you good?
Yeah.
All right. So let's get straight into it. TikTok or Facebook?
Facebook.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Being in studio or performing live?
Performing live.
Single or taken?
Taken.
Hey, well, I got out sure, so. Coffee or tea?
A tea.
So this one I need to find out because I broke it down, right? It's short hair, weaves, or braids?
I prefer braids.
All right, we got a bit of a taste on who vocalistic or vocalist Rhea is. So let's get straight to business, right? I need us to dig deeper. You know, where does Rhea come from? Rhea Utwakai.
Rhea.
Okay.
Maria Koma.
Yes.
From Sorobaneng Mphahlele.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where we're surrounding. All right. Real Zibilening. But you know what? She's in love with music. When was the first encounter? You know, they always say, well, you have an encounter with someone. But when was your first encounter? Molo Zibilo, what was wagging? I really love this music thing.
Like, because my brother of Narata music.
Okay.
And at first, when I was young,
Oh, Majava.
Yes. So, yeah, there was this day, from Rai.
Okay.
Nebarato shoot the video, most distracting, and then Nick was Kolong that day.
Okay.
I was Kolong, Kasakanalwana, Vampotare. We want to shoot a video, Luena. That video, and then Rai shooter. After shooting it, Babulela or Baya studio. I was like, let's studio, Aria, karaoke. Hopelo le joyena, kelelena. And then, er fisha kuwa, Razena, studio za Bariki Mugodi.
Okay.
O Primo Bloom.
Okay.
And Beketa Male, Mashani, and Ntabele Mashambale, Spoko Takateo.
Okay.
And then, er fisha kuwa, the producer played the beat. And then, like, I was like, kuhupelo tryo, kuhupela, kuhupelo tryo ba on this beat. And then from there, yaba kuhupile, the song was Skim Sagas to Jele Majita. Yeah.
Wow. So just the right place in the right time, but the words.
Yes.
Okay. And then, I mean, you started off as an amapiano artist. Before you shifted and moved to Lekompo, was that move easy, or what really made you decide, what about smoking? This is where I want to go.
Lekompo. I saw this video, yeah, Shandesh.
Okay.
On Facebook. The national video, I opela koshaya, Arati lompi chalomolo. And I was like, no man, kinyaka uzama. Sandesh, kina kuzama, cause na I was like, begino pele chete chavo. I'm a piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I visited Studio Sa African on the beat.
Yeah.
The producer would love like Anne. And then he played it beat jam. And I really produced ya Lokom.
Okay.
And then when I'm mo, got a call. Because I want to really sugar dead.
Okay, so I mean, there's something I want to find out. You know, Ranchi Ratahore, it's pretty hard for parents to get used to or accept, you know, hore mwanaba nonyo kotsanakara this entertainment industry. But we know abulela hore ga nonjo go phela gone le dipikara, right?
Yes.
But now, how did your family actually react to the fact that when you just want to pursue music?
At first, never snal matata.
Okay.
Never snal matata or ya studio. But then, maybe a little problem make Tomak in affect the lo chaka school. Cause, ka grade 11 aga ki face term 3.
Okay.
Ju tori nerel roba la studio, retoura studio, roba la studio, retoura studio. Genki was kolon ke sabali, ke studio, sa samkai barke chopani gasi from Mori. So, relele too much. And Bambutori, you utwa la music, Joel.
Yo.
Waolisa, and then you focus. Base am releri easy. Mara, kahono bonori, kape kitu faila mukan niti kitu shalaka grade 11, if ever. Because this thing.
Yeah.
Well, in Kishamra, from the level 6 to level 3.
Yeah.
And then, ka focus, well, kanore rignoi pita pelu.
Yeah.
Ka focus at grade 11, ka pass at 10 4, then grade 12, ka then a grade 12, lorna, kalamulela ki camp. Kraya campu, yabamulongorinya. Music level, ka wana completely then. Until kito fit like a well.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, what do you call your fans? I had Pubinton here last week. Yanoba Bichabu, Pubis, Karishma, Kibuma Boso Nation. You know, we have Bagashan Dima Ama. Do you have a name for your followers, maybe? No?
I don't have.
Okay. No, Rekainyaka on. Rekainyaka. And as a female vocalist, right, I can imagine it's not easy, you know, to navigate the industry, right? What has been some of your challenges that you came across within the industry?
Challenge check company le jona tare. Okay, the producers. Before bablala ka mereko. They talk about pleasures.
Ooh. Okay.
And
okay.
Some of them, if you don't deliver, they don't want to work with you.
Okay.
So, ki challenge ki company le jona.
They want to take advantage.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Okay. All right. No. Thank you for putting it out there. Because I know a lot of people want to act like, you know what, it's smooth sailing for females. And I know that females go through a lot in terms of, you know, and that's not a way of doing and conducting business, right? I feel like we should actually put it out there. What producers live on. Especially when you are zamiling, so this must just come to a stop. You know what I mean? And but as one, how would you advise, you know, other vocalists, other young, upcoming vocalists to overcome these kind of challenges?
Yo, guys, let's kafela pele. Kuri if mutu ena onyaka ore, wena udirinto ilungore ngawe awe nyaki. Mara kalba kalor we no nyaka music usanchi we dire. Don't
no.
Skwa fela pelo. Just inor na kwaka it ufisa. Keep pushing, katite diwe, upuste, udire. Kur make sure people are watching out there.
Yeah.
But wa libe lady.
Yeah.
I want him to tell la.
That's true.
One day is one day.
No.
But don't about take tabaru. We saw you on this and this. Doing this and this. Wa pusha.
Yeah.
So we want to work with you.
All right. We're still hanging out with vocalist Rhea What you can do is send me a voice note, send me a text. If you have any questions or compliments, she's right here with me in studio on hashtag Lekompo Friday, 079-899-6226. That is 079-899-6226. Vocalist Rhea. Now, in the time, you know, Rhea, you've been within the Lekompo industry, right? I mean, you've secured some great features. Some great, great features. You've worked side, alongside, that is, Dilbril, Janisto, you know, 071, Wendy Moon, just to name a few, right?
Yeah.
So, I've heard it's pretty difficult. Some say it's pretty easy, but what would you say in terms of securing a feature? How would you put it out there? Or what's up again? How would you put it in your own words? Is securing a feature hard? Is it easy?
Yeah, or hard, okay. If or upcoming artist, because I don't think but to have a limbiki liability. The upcoming artist. Lorona, if ever upcoming artist or a feature, you have a good opala wena. Yo, I feel see. Like, go about to focus away and then people will move away from wena. So
that get risky to get a feature. But then, how are we going to grow? How do you think we'll grow if Nagani Juale, let's say Ria is up, or let's say King Bashiki upcoming? Rhea has made it. So on Rhea's song, Kya Namela, Kya Ebolai, right? Are you saying or now that's going to be a challenge for you in future maybe? Because now that means that's why, and Rakaspa blame if artists now walk here love it.
No, people will be saying, hey, Bulai like I'm coming. Yeah, embarrass you,
no, but it doesn't work like that. I mean, look, I'm in hip hop, right? And I feel like there are a lot of artists within space hip hop. The features, for example, there's Nasty C that came into AKA song, Yeah Lemonade, and people will say, yo, Nasty C bodied you in your own song. There's Eminem, that is. Did a song with Jay-Z, Renegade, and people are like, Eminem bodied Jay-Z, but I don't feel like that changes much. It just takes the numbers up. I mean, people need to talk, yeah? At the end of the day, I feel like people need to talk. Whether it is
of what,
it will just numbers diawodim at that time. When are you getting paid? I guess maybe utla your next song. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there, right? But now let's talk about your songwriting, Kingi, that inspires your lyrics. Where do you get the inspiration from?
My background, and how I interlock lebatho out there le ka mgolong on the street ba phela ka go. So yeah, people, maybe someone out there atheledit a relate to what I'm saying.
And speaking of relation, I mean, how do you now balance it? Because you need to now get both markets. I'm talking about agaramajaja ogarabare. Give my 1K, leave my 2K. So how do you now try and balance it out, or Oskabokaro and no focus too much on my 2K, if I must ask? Or is that what you're focusing on maybe?
For the street.
Okay.
And only the dingwe. San kuri usanchu idira. Hone le bodi ema, rechala di ema.
Okay.
Choli e mutumgola teleri te. Kuna maha pele jai puma pija. Like kutlo ba like kisperi. Na maha pele jai puma pija. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now over the courses of your career, right? Let's speak about that. You have only given us the single, the features. I don't like a 2026. Is this 2026 the year maybe that we'll see a full body of work? Are we getting an EP in terms of the music?
Yeah, hopefully now.
We're
going to release a single, but then EP is on the way.
Okay.
Yeah, EP is on the way.
Okay.
And can I not re Baba Libeleging and Baba Limbik? Hopefully.
Okay. Hopefully, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Baba ling
as
big.
Much as
o ka re mothomo bi ke le la bigi ke khaleletjo o ka re one le maina o nyoko a bolela gore wena mamang enyo tseba gore ke nyoko ga raka lwana because lina le la bigi le tjwa ga ntshi bona le mothonyo go bereka le cause bona le question mo re go bala le yona ska re gantse ke nna ke ya uthasela bona le question re ke bona yeah hashtag Lekompo Friday Awakening Bash. I want to ask her worry which artist is she looking forward to work with Gilly Swika from Ramolepo
kinyaka go bereka le Shandi mama
le ke bona tabe gore mo ke mo ya ngona okay okay
yeah.
So what if Shandi yena ka mkhonjo bulelang wa o tshaba le yena ka feature ku shore ngwa nya no a ka njela spotlight.
Yo, I'm promising her oral work. Yo.
Ne?
Yeah.
Is that the one person you feel like you want to feature from?
No, as much as like charisma, yeah.
Okay.
Mhm.
Are there any male vocalists, any male producers that you feel like maybe you know, I mean, you already have Nelly Master Beat. Is there someone that you feel like maybe ukwela something wa feel ogaro kana mela beat ya on?
Hit boss.
Okay. Mr. Clarence himself, hit boss. All right. Let me go through some of the messages before we head back into our conversation. But a shout out to our girl. So proud of you. Keep on pushing, sister. You're the best. And then bara singing. Nanga si yo peda mar. Au wari ya moropa. But so proud of you. And they're giving you 1 million roses. Alright. Arbonne. Another one here. Tell her ore panyaza uthele DJ and he is a proud represent as well out there. Wish you all the best, mana. Alright. Arbonne. Chris, is there something you sent here? Let me check this one out.
We love you, Maria Koto, from Team Muriero, Kumucho, Shadi, Philip, and Boyce. We are proud of you, my girl. Bye.
Amazing. A big shout out to you. About the name of her fan base. What about Falina? What about Team Ria? Or Team Morero.
Muriero.
Oh, yes. Okay, Muriero. Yes. Good pronunciation, Yagam. But hello, King and Rhea. How old is Rhea? And about producers taking advantage, I feel that needs attention. Good luck to her from Solmari. But which is your question? How old is Rhea?
I'm
20
years old.
Yes, Rhea is 20, pushing in the game, right? So, all right, maybe let's head back into the conversation. And I want to find out from you, Rhea, how do you personally measure a success of a song? Do you think these days, lelebala di number cha TikTok, or, you know, the numbers that the song maybe is remade, when how do you measure the success of Rakushega Niti Itzamail?
TikTok, I am making kosha. It depends on when or man.
Okay.
TikTok, yeah, you can post it. Wakira more than 100 million what the videos and whatnot, but then come to kosha, people don't stream. So, I just believe uno pusha man, koro uno pusha. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I see, you know, a lot of. Within the Lekompo, but it's everywhere, but I want to focus because it is Lekompo Friday. But I see what a lot of females are compared, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I compare our Shandeshi, Karishma, Mama. So, I mean, we know how people are, and people make, you know, some snacks comments when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take these kind of comments on social media when someone or people become very mean to you? How do you take those sort of comments?
At first, ke be ke fela pelo.
Okay.
Cuz be ke se ka tloela gore motho a nfihla mo commenting ya gago a bolela ka mogwena ratang. Eh, be ke fela pelo and then reply back. Mara no serious. Mara no kinora wasana if they can do to mutomungwe and then nena kuru humu like a power.
Yeah.
Because humu like a power.
100%.
Oh kano humu la la mutanja uchota uchota diya mitolotol. Mm. You're the best. Yeah. I don't want to akadi
new. Okay. All right. So before we wrap it up, is there something you'd like to say to the fans that are listening out there?
Yo, guys,
ska ke tjoka ra big. Dina lela big what's backing. A sla ba bang, lo no big. So on all defense.
Guys, thank you for the support. Support ile mphileng yona from losing my account to Ronnie. Kalarata, keep on streaming, streaming, no, streaming. Thanka kakobare. Ashule, maike mishetara king and inamang.
All right. I'm about to drop my gimme shade right now. I see a message here also saying, big up my sister, you can sing. So when are you performing in Joburg? My name is Paris, the celebrity from Jersey. Mubuke, Paris. Mubuke.
Yeah, booking.
And speaking of bookings, where can people get a hold of you? Booking details, social media handles?
Social media handles, Vocalistria. Vocalistria on TikTok, Spotify, Instagram, Vocalistria on Facebook. I mean, Vocalistria Daisy on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the number.
The booking details.
Booking details 071-222-1621. Or, like I said, 084-282-4270.
You can repeat them again.
071-222-1621.
Okay. 084-282-4270. All right, Vocalist Ria, thank you so much for coming through, spending time with us here on Lekompo Friday as we celebrate this genre called Lekompo. All the best in your future endeavors. Re-image EPO, Rukwile, Re-record, Rukwile, Mukuri. EPO, it is on the way. Are there any people so far that you have put on the EP? Besides what re a tsebo ro nyaka shandeshi mo go dimo ga EP utlatla a re ga no re yena o tlonyo tla mara. Are there any people that maybe you have put on the EP so far?
Yeah, selo ba re ka le bo Dili.
Okay.
Dili 07 again.
Okay.
Again.
All right. No, we'll wait for that EP. We'll wait so that you can come back and tell us about the songs and what inspired the songs on the EP. For now, all the best in your future endeavors, Mudimu. Our protector, our guide through everything else. You are a force to be reckoned, and we know that only the best is yet to come from here. So all the best, my sister. Right? One time, she's out of here. She goes by the name of Vocalist Rhea. Do check her out on the socials. You heard her. Stream her song, right? Do not forget to stream her music.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.